Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lovin' Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, things are running along at an even keel in the Jot'em Down store once again. The old fellows have admitted to each other how much they missed the little boy they took care of for the last few weeks, and they're trying now to overcome their loneliness by working hard, getting their store back in shape. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum trying to balance the company's books while Abner is talking on the telephone. Listen.
Oh, I'd love to the worst way, Walt. Just a minute. I better ask Lom first, though. Hold the phone. He's right here. Lom?
Yeah?
Walt Bates wants me to go on a little fishing trip with him.
Fishing trip?
Yeah. We'll just be gone a couple of days.
Well, when's he aiming on starting?
Yeah, about a half hour.
Half hour?
Yeah.
Well, you can't go now, Abner. We got work to do.
Huh? Well, that can wait, can it?
No, it can't wait. You tell him no.
Well, now, Lum, I need a vacate. I never got to go to that picnic over at Cherry Hill yesterday or nothing.
No, I can't help that. You can't leave right now, and that's fine.
Well, now, Lum...
Tell Walt you can't go.
Oh, all right. Hello? Walt?
62 or
6. I reckon I can't make it. Well, we got work to do, Lum says. Well, I'm sorry, too, Walt. Yeah, maybe next time. Yeah, all right. Much obliged for calling. Goodbye. Dad, blame it.
Now, stop grumbling,
Never
Abner.
Get to go no place.
If you hadn't got the cash book and the charge account ledger into such terrible shape, I'd let you go.
Me? Well, I ain't in charge of them books, Lom. That's your department. You're the one that balances them and all that stuff.
Yeah, I know, but you make entries in them, and that's what's got me way off here.
Nah.
I ain't even come close to making them balance with some of the items you wrote down here.
I just write them down the way you've told me to do.
No, you don't know such a thing.
Well, if I don't, it's because I'm nervous and run down and I need a vacation.
Oh, now, don't start that.
Well, why can't I go with Walt?
I've already told you why you can't. I need you here to explain what you wrote down here. After we got this all straightened up, then you can go somewhere.
Yeah, but when will that be, though?
Oh, next week, maybe.
Yeah, that's what you ought to say. Next week, maybe. Next week.
Well, I mean it this time, Abner. I'll tell you what. As soon as we get everything in good shape here, we'll just close up for a few days, and both of us will take a trip somewhere.
Can I depend on that?
I give you my word. Solemn. Now, we've been sticking pretty close to her here late, and I feel sort of like I'd like to get away for a short spell myself.
Yeah, well, I'd still like to go with Walt. I don't see what difference
Just forget that, Abner.
Doggett, I believe I'll go anyway. I don't have to take orders from
you. Now, listen, Abner. If I catch you going out that door today, I'm going to whop you right on top of the head. Now, sit down here and help me figure this stuff out.
Well, all right. What is it you want, figure?
Well, first of all, I want to call your attention to this page here.
Which?
Now, just look at this. Wait a minute. I'll read it to you. Listen. M.K. Skimp, 2 cans of tobacco, 40 cents.
What's wrong with that?
Ms. Abernathy, flour, lard, and sorghum, $1.11. Grandpap 5, Abner 4. Grandpap 7, Abner 2.
Two what? I never charge nothing to myself.
All right, now, don't try to act like you don't know what that is. How many times do I have to tell you and Grandpap not to keep score of your checker games in the account book?
Oh, well, Grandpap must have wrote that down, because I know he never won no 7 games from me.
Now, don't try to put the blame on Grandpap. This is your handwriting here. Look
at
that.
I don't care what it looks like, Lum. Grandpap never win no 7 games from me. I can tell you that right now. There's the cheapest one human I ever played checkers with in my life.
Wonderful world.
Oh, hello, Cedric.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric. What is you want, Cedric? Anything particular?
Yes, Mom. Uncle Dave's coming to visit us, and I got to get a bed for him to sleep in.
Well, you got an extra bed over at your place, ain't you, Cedric?
No, Mom, not no more. See, I collected it in that last salvage drive for old iron and stuff.
Oh.
Now I gotta borrow one someplace or rent one or something.
Oh, well, let's see. I don't know hardly where to suggest Cedric.
Got an idea.
Huh?
How about selling Cedric one of them handy folding cots we got in the store?
Folding cots?
Yeah, don't you recollect we bought 4 or 5 of them from that drummer that come through here 3 or 4 years ago?
Oh, them things. Doggy, that's so long ago, almost forgot about them. Well, Lom, they ain't no good.
Well, why ain't they?
They just ain't.
Well, they're plenty good enough for Cedric's Uncle David. Them cots are awful comfort, Cedric, the drummer said.
Yeah, but Lom, they ain't nobody alive that knows how to put one of the things up.
Why, there ain't nothing to it. Whereabouts we put them things?
Why, I think they're back over behind them overalls. Seems like that's where I seen them last.
Well, get one of them out. I ain't saw one of them in a couple of years.
Me neither. I'll look over here and see if I
can. Well, no use doing that, Mr. Abner, because I don't think I'll want one of them. I never could figure out how to work them things.
Why, it's simple as ABCD. All you got to do is follow the directions. I recollect when that drummer was here, he give us a demonstrate, and it just taken him 30 seconds to unfold it and set it up.
Did he sure enough? Just 30 seconds?
Yes, sir. He had me hold a watch and time him, so I ought to know. Recollect he smoked a cigarette all the time he was doing it, too.
Well, I don't think I could do it then, because I don't smoke. No, I don't believe I want to buy none of them.
Yes, you do, Cedric. You've had them things in stock for 4 years now, and it's time we're selling one of them. Make him a bargain, won't we, Abner?
Yeah.
Can you find them all right?
Yeah, they're here all right. They're stuck. I can't get it. I got it now.
Is there directions with them?
I reckon so. Here's a little pamphlet or some kind hung on there. I reckon them's the directions, ain't they?
Yeah, that must be it.
I still don't think I want to buy one of them, Mr. Lum.
Yes, you do. Now listen to this, Cedric. The new Daisy Handy Andy folding cot can be put up in 30 seconds. See there, I told you, 30 seconds. So simple, even a child can do it.
The child's a genius, he can.
Here, Cedric, you take my watch and time me. I'll prove to you it can be put up in half a minute.
Half a minute? The direction said 30 seconds is all. Oh, nothing. That's the same. Yeah.
All right, start timing, Cedric. See, where are them directions?
Huh?
Yeah. Unbuckle straps at top and bottom of pack.
Oh, that's this in here and that narrow right here.
Simple enough. Unfold top half of cot, making it form straight line with bottom half. Nothing to it. See there?
Yeah, wait a minute, Long.
Huh?
You got one of the legs caught in your suspenders there. Watch out now.
Oh, yeah. Well, that leg wasn't supposed to unfold yet. Must be a loose hinge there.
Yeah, watch out, Lom. That other leg's unfolding now. No, wait a minute. Here, I'll push it back where it belongs.
Yeah, that'll happen. Oh, wait, you got my other spender caught in it now, Abner. Pull the leg back this other way.
Oh, yeah, I'll get it. Well, wait a minute, it's stuck now.
Well, pull hard. Well, be careful you don't break nothing now.
Yeah, well, here, Lom. Just a minute now. Sit down on the floor if you can, Mom. I believe I can get a better grip on it that way. That's it. Sit right down.
Hands up.
Wait, Cedric. This don't count. I got sort of mixed up there. Don't start timing until we get this untangled here. Now, can you get it, Abner?
I don't know where that can be. Oh, there it is. There it comes.
Wait. Huh? Careful with that, Abner.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Now, that got it. Here, give me a hand. I'll help you up, Lom.
No, I believe I can work this better down here, Abner. Let's see.
Careful now, Lom.
Where's them directions now?
Huh? Oh, there they are, hanging right there.
Let me look at them again. I must have got that wrong. Misread it.
You must off somewhere there. I never seen nobody tangle up like you are.
Now, I'm all set again. All right, Cedric, start timing again.
Yes, Mom.
Of course, you got a head start this time, Lom.
No, I ain't. Let's see, full leg A over across leg B.
Oh.
And fasten strap C at point B. Now, wait a minute. Whereabouts is strap C?
Yeah, look out, Lom. Leg B's caught in your suspenders again. Here, wait a minute, I'll help you.
No,
I'll get it.
I'll get it out myself. Child can do this.
Now, careful, Lom. That other leg, they're caught in your suspenders in the back there. Watch it, Lom.
That blame this thing. That drummer never had no trouble like this. He must not have wore galluses.
I don't recollect where they did or not. Oh, wait a minute, Lom. Here's strap C right here. Now, do you want that now?
Yeah.
See there? It's got a C on it.
Yeah, maybe that'll help. Let's see. Fasten at point D.
Watch out, Long. Look what you're doing there. You got that strap around your leg. You're fastening yourself to the cot there.
Huh?
Wind it back the other way. Not that away. Around the other way.
What other way is it?
Here, let me do it for you. Here, we'll straighten up so I can get to it.
I can't straighten up. Something's holding me here.
Huh? No wonder you got your suspenders fastened at point D. Wait a minute. See if I can get this undid.
Time's up. Oh, hey, Chef Cedric. Do something there.
Well,
don't just sit there.
I'm trying to figure this thing out, Long. Let's see. I believe if we pull this strap here, right around in back of you,
well,
like
go
this.
By the direction.
Huh?
No, well, don't go that away. Here, let me have it.
No, don't do that now, Long. Well, I doggies, now you have got it tangled up. Look there, you got a knot in it.
Untangle it.
Huh?
I can't move my arm now.
Doggies, let's see here, Long. I can't figure out what you did here. Hold still. You
want me to start timing again?
No, Cedric, just keep quiet. Let's see now. Maybe if we unfold leg E and F over this way.
Don't do that.
What'd I do, huh? What's the matter?
I don't know, but I can't move at all now. Get me out of this, Abner.
Can't move?
For goodness sakes, do something.
Yeah, just a minute. Don't be so impatient. Doggies, wait, are you sure you can't move, Long?
Of course not. I can't move a muscle.
Well, come on now. Try hard.
What do you think I'm doing?
Well, try harder. This feet.
Abner, I told you I can't move. Do something. Get me up from here.
All right, don't get out of the way, Cedric. Let me get to that telephone.
Who are you going to call, Mr. Abner? That drummer that knows how to work these things so fast?
Just wait a minute. Wait and see.
Now, don't try to call him, Abner. He's in St. Louis or someplace. Get somebody right close here. Dick Huddleston or something.
Hello? Walt? Just a minute. Can you move yet, Lom?
No, of course I can't. Hurry up.
Walt, throw in an extra fishing pole. I'll be right with you. Yeah, goodbye.